Is your crowd pretty supportive?
Our crowd loves us, and everyone else is like,
everyone on the outskirts is it's a little tough.
People that hate you hate you.
Hate
you. A lot.
Hate.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. I'm like,
I want to get there. I want to get to a point where like the haters like fuels us.
Or get to the point where you get like hate in person.
Oh, I've never gotten that.
Same.
Where like villainized
you? I want spit on or something.
Yeah, I want somebody to like say something to my face.
You've
I wouldn't
spit
do anything.
On before.
I don't know what
I would do. Yeah. I would fucking.
I would crumble.
Oh yeah. Well, even today there was a guy and he was trying to like cut us off in traffic. I rolled the window down. I'm in the back seat. I go, "Fuck you, buddy." You look like Whitey Bulger, and he was like, "Fuck you." That's never happened in LA. So I'm bringing that here.
Someone hawked a loogie on me at a bar, though. Like, no. But they did it. Ooh. They did it like behind me, and I didn't know. Well, like. I was like with Patricia and she put her hand like on my shoulder and she goes, "What is that?" And I'm like, "Huh?" And I look down and there's a huge loogie going all the way down because someone didn't like that I was getting recognized and just went up and went,
"Oh,
damn."
Yeah.
He must that's have been the man to his boys.
Something in my friend group probably would have done. I would have never done that, but somebody I'm with in Florida 100%
would
have
done definitely.
That. And then I'd be like, "Dude, you didn't have to do that." Move. But like, I would have just like, that's just him.
He's not usually like this.
Okay, well, we have a very exciting episode today. We have a couple guests. Are we even presenting them yet? Are we just go right to the intro?
I don't know.
We're not used to guests, so this is a big deal for us. But we have a round of shots ready to go because these are the type of guests that you really got to drink with. Oh, you know, you cannot be sober for this.
We cannot be sober around you guys. It's that
bad. Listen, I get it.
No, it just, because I've been watching, like, I always see your guys' like clips. Come up on my feed, and every time I see them, I'm like, "Oh my, these girls seem so fun." I just feel like I want to hang out with them for one night, or like go out with them for one night and drink.
Yeah, we're insane.
Which is why I just wanted to do that with you guys for the first time.
Okay,
just drink a little. We don't have to get like too crazy, but like, you know, I just want to.
We came with
I just want to feel you guys out on a drunk level.
We did. Yeah.
You guys were pre-gaming before
we
this?
We stopped at the liquor store on the way. We also stopped and got you guys gifts.
Oh, yeah.
I got you gifts.
Grace, no way. Yeah.
So this, the engraver was supposed to write best podcast, but they wrote best couple. So you guys are going to have to split that.
Yeah, you know, I saw it peeling off a little bit and I was just like, you know what? I think they just
our
got
first
that.
Trophy.
Wow.
So guys.
Yeah, congratulations, guys. It's
thanks,
award
guys.
Season.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
We're actually going to keep this here for the rest of the year.
Yeah. And you can put your other presents up there too.
Wow. Okay. Oh, what else we got?
Okay. This is for Heath here. Open this up.
Bag of shit.
Yeah.
The turkey gobbler.
Very cute.
Whoa.
It's beautiful. It reminded us of you.
Is this for a fish tank?
Whatever you want.
It's all you.
He's an ashtray. He still smokes.
I think, yeah. It's an ashtray. Oh, you know.
Yeah.
Have it back up.
It's just cute.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Very cute.
Yes,
so he's, let's put that.
That is
the
so
rest
you.
Of these are going to go nuts.
just a shelf of shame.
Just, yeah. It's the Terminator.
Okay. This is for Zane because... You guys are getting married, and you're married.
Just freedom.
Yeah.
America, baby. I mean, I honestly thought when you I thought it was like the egg from Game of Thrones. Khaleesi's dragon eggs. It's not. It's better. It's freedom. It's freedom.
Did you find a yard sale on the way here? Is that
yes,
what happened?
We did. Yeah,
great. Pull over real quick.
It was
quick.
Crazy. They had engraving, too. It was wild.
Okay,
this is for Mariah because they didn't have Mariah, so they only have Marilyn.
Yes.
Oh, Pearl.
So that's for you.
Let me see.
That's so you.
Thank you.
That's for
does
you.
Does it open? Coin? Does it do anything?
No, you We're just...
Yeah, Mariah. It's a... Mariah, it's a...
It's decorative.
And this is for you, Matt.
Oh, a dagger.
Oh, a bullet? It's alive. It's a live
Wait,
round.
I think these gifts were a little mix mash. There's some that should have went to other people.
I'm not pro.
It's just like a gun right.
So no, you are.
No,
that's
you
why
are.
You got the gift. You they are. Know you
it's
very well.
Now you got a loogie on you. It's a mirror.
It's a surprise. I wanted you to figure it out.
I didn't even know.
This is great. Thank you. No, I want to keep
Yeah, you're welcome.
Our mother's always said, you know, never come empty handed, whether it's trinkets or what.
You can say that again.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get right into the intro. We have a lovely episode ahead of us.
Here we go, baby.
It's Coffee Talk, baby. Let's go.
Good.
That was so thoughtful.
Easy, Matt.
Thank you, guys. Seriously.
Oh my God. I've been stopped a long time.
Wow. You don't understand how amazing that felt for me.
That was, oh, welcome. Oh, yeah. Enjoy. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
I sure did.
Baby, as you guys know, this episode is sponsored by
the wonderful, the glorious,
one, the only,
the best energy drink in the whole entire world, baby. Accelerator.
That's right, baby. They have the best flavors out there. You got the Peach Paradise, the Island Guava. You got Rocket Pop is one of my all-time favorites. They're all delicious.
They also got Cherry Ice Pop and Tropical Punch, which is their two brand new flavors that are out right now, which you go definitely check out and try.
And also, if you didn't know, these things are packed with natural caffeine. You're going to accelerate your metabolism. You got plant-based thermogenics, and it's all active energy.
You guys know that Heath and I have been drinking this for the past, like, 30 episodes. We love these so much, and this gives us the exact energy, or the exact amount of energy that we need to have a good, whether good day.
Before you know a workout, whether you need a pick-me-up in the afternoon, it just cuts right through that tiredness and just brings you right back.
You know, I actually drink these to replace my drinking.
Really? Yeah, going out?
Yeah, because, you know, alcohol gives me, like, you know, the energy. That
yeah.
So I've been replacing it with Accelerator because it just gives me that energy that I'm missing from alcohol. You
That's know what right. I'm saying? I guess you can put these in a flask and sneak them into your local bars.
Ooh. I bet you these would taste really good if you mix this with a little bit of...
Ooh, stop.
With a little bit of lait, you know what I'm saying? That would taste so good. Just think about it.
Oh, Peach Paradise Vodka?
That sounds like a blast of boombastic.
All right, baby. You've been saying the boombastic word a lot.
That was my first time saying
oh,
that.
Oh, really? Yes. It came out really natural.
I've never said that word in my life. Boombastic. It
came right here. It was the first thing I thought of.
His brain is firing right now.
Yeah. And as always, we got a link for you right in our description box below if you want to get yourself a pack of accelerators. Get your favorite flavor, baby. Right off Amazon. Amazon is, you're going to get it the fastest over there. Mm-hmm. They got it right on Amazon for you because they know that we like our
rush order, baby. That's what we want. We want to see it. We want it that day.
And baby, one more thing before we continue this episode. Big news, baby.
It's time.
We dropped the Zila dog, baby. It's out right now. Don't watch it yet. Make sure to finish this episode first and then check out the Zila dog right after. You got day of entertainment today, baby. Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be linked in our description below so you can find it super, super easy.
Love you so much. It's been an intense 7-month journey. I'm a changed person. A lot of emotions. We got Heath in it. It's good stuff. So just make sure to check it out after. Love you so much.
Show Zane some love. Make sure to comment. Tell him how great he did and how good he looks. Tell him he's daddy.
Okay. All right. Enjoy the episode. We love you. Mwah.
Having really the time of my life. That was like, I have a problem. You know what? I don't drink anymore, but I definitely have a problem. The way my body just like,
how happy you were.
Yes.
Fulfilled.
Yes.
Chills.
By the way, don't come for me. It's been 3 weeks. It's been 3 weeks. My doctor told me I can't drink alcohol for 2-3 weeks after I tore my esophagus. 3 weeks. But this is the 4th week.
Oh, here we go. So
my esophagus is as strong as a, come on.
As a bull.
You guys did a challenge recently, right? Where you guys were committing to like a sober January?
Yeah. Sober January.
And the punishment was...
Hold on, wait. Can you report? Let's introduce him.
My bad.
Today we have Bree and Grace from the Plan Bree podcast. Thank you so much for coming today.
I'm so happy to be here, guys.
Before we continue, I just want to say how excited I've been since you guys said yes to come on the show.
I'm a big
fan.
We love you guys.
I'm a huge fan,
I don't know about
guys.
These guys. Do you see them like pop up on your
It's the room? Only thing on TikTok.
Yeah. Every time I see them, I'm like, oh, that reminds me of, like, the girl version of Heath and I. But you guys are like a little better.
That's
you guys
all are we ever wanted.
More put together,
yeah,
better version.
You guys like don't stutter. You guys like have your thoughts in order. I love that.
You'll see.
Yeah.
You'll see.
Transfer some
I'll
of that
show
shit.
You.
I have my wisdom teeth coming in. And I have a speech impediment now. It's fun. I need a dentist if you guys know anyone.
Oh, I will. I'll let
Zane's,
you know.
Zane's your guy.
Oh yeah, I'm
his tooth is sitting right there.
I've made the dentist so much money.
Oh, I still. Wow.
You know what?
Instagram's
you know what, Grace?
Are you going to give them a present?
No.
I have a present for you. My tooth that they extracted.
Should I put it in?
Yeah, put it in. There's a chip inside it. I know where you're at all times because that's important to
it's
me.
Perfect. I've never received a tooth from a friend.
Yeah.
It's a pretty crazy gift.
That's spontaneous too. Like that's like a billionaire type of gift. Like you're like, oh, you know what? Take my car.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? Here's my tooth.
That's like on the golf course. Rich people start betting their teeth. They're like,
money means nothing. Yes, so they'll be like, thing? I want your front tooth.
Wait, what?
And then they'll go get it pulled out as a gift.
You got to be shitting me.
I'm dead.
Who do you know
that's a Hollywood thing?
Who's done
it's like the super, super like rich elite actors. Yeah.
God, I want to be elite so bad.
As like a memento. Like I own
like, because if they were to be like, hey, you know, if I beat you in golf, you owe me $200,000. That doesn't, they don't care about that. So they need to wager something like more serious. Like if I beat you, I want your front tooth.
Oh, what? Gosh. You got to be shitting me.
That is cool.
You're going to get like stuff.
That's
a
king shit. I'm not going to lie. That's pretty sick.
Like, that's such a boss. Like, and then you got to go, to the dentist and get it extracted for no reason, just for the sake of.
Wow.
That's what I actually did.
You lost that
out of root canal, but it's like, great. I'm going to need that back.
I want to get to that level.
All right, Matt.
Wait, back to my question. You guys did a challenge with one another to commit to a sober January or a dry January.
Dry January.
Okay, and that means like what? You're still allowed to like smoke weed and do shrooms.
Yes. Yeah, California sober.
But we didn't really do shrooms. We did it like once or twice.
I did it one time. I went to a DJ.
I honestly see shrooms as like a medicine.
Me too.
To me, because I don't take it to like trip. I take it like I wake up, I take the shroom pill, and I like it actually cures me. Like I think that would be better than my Lexapro, honestly. Don't take advice from me. I'm just saying for me, I think it like helps better than
it does, honestly. I was microdosing for a while, yeah.
Yeah.
But we take it now to go to space.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Perfect.
We take it off.
We're actually on two bars right now.
Yes.
We had to for this.
The room is floating.
Yeah, I saw two friends over the weekend and I did shrooms and it rocked my world.
Oh, yeah, dang. World equals rocks. Those guys rock.
EDM shows, like, I used to go to a lot, like, I feel like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's accelerated.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Well, because you're on drugs.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the missing piece back then.
Is this still like considered like a, you know, taboo, like kind of like weed was back then? Like shrooms.
No,
or is it like
in New York, you can buy them at the bodega.
Really?
So like I live like across the street. I walk into the place. You can like, just, can I get a vape, six pack?
Okay, no, wait. Shrooms. But those, yeah. I feel like, are fake shrooms. The ones that they sell in the stores.
I beg to differ.
You know what I mean?
In the concrete and talk to trees for like a long time.
Because they'll never sell you like actual shrooms.
No,
like
chocolate. It's like shroom chocolate. But you have to like know the guy to ask for it because it like technically is illegal.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's totally
it's not over
illegal.
The counter. It's under the counter.
Yeah, it's like, no good.
Because like in Miami, they have them like sitting right like on the glass where you can like see
like
it and then you order it. Yeah. That's where when I went to Miami for sushi's thing, I saw it. I was like, no way. It's illegal in Miami now. And I bought like a shit ton, but it was like not good. It's not good stuff.
I just went to Amsterdam and bought them there. They were just everywhere.
I mean, that's been legal probably for the best 20 years. Yeah. Do anything over there.
That was fun. But so New York is illegal.
Nobody broke the challenge? Or?
Did.
You did. And what was the punishment?
I have to live stream for 72 hours in my studio when we get back.
It was 24, but she upped it to 72 when she was drunk.
Because we did a drunk episode, and it was, I have to do it.
72?
72 hours. 72. I was
in 3 days.
That's a long time.
Yeah, and you could only leave the studio to go to the bathroom. We have no windows in our studio. It's blacked out.
Mr. Beast yourself.
But I was in Paris for the first time, and all I had was a glass of wine. It was the last day, and my boyfriend... I don't know if I was going to lie or I was going to tell, but maybe I was going to lie. But my boyfriend posted a picture and there was like a wine glass next to me. The internet exploded.
Busted.
They threw you under the bus.
And I was like, dude, I wish I just got hammered. Like I just had one glass of wine. I never had red wine in my life. I'm in Paris. I'm like, I'm going to fucking do this.
And this was the last day of the challenge?
Yeah, last day.
Mm-hmm. You really could not hold that. Like you...
Rome kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
What about time difference? Did it kind of make, were you technically...
Wait a fucking second. Heath, you're onto something.
You could have finished the challenge if it was the last day, if it was at night.
Is Paris ahead? I don't
know. Well, New York's 3 hours ahead, so Paris has to be
so technically...
Brie.
Let them figure it out. Do the math.
You're good.
Were developed pictures. You had to get them developed. They were a couple days old. You fucking idiot.
Nothing is live you see something online.
Yeah, no. Okay, you're right. Yeah, thank you.
I post my shit a week.
I just saved you 72 hours of hell.
No, I'm still going to do it because they're so mean to me. And I'm like, I have to do it.
But Grace, do you really believe that it was the last day or she just got busted on the last day?
Well, she told me. She texted me. She's like, I can't keep a secret.
We don't share. We don't not share anything.
Right. It's good that you didn't.
With my glass of wine, I was like, I did it.
It's
like,
good that you didn't lie, though.
No, and she was like, I wanted you to.
Yeah, I would have been pissed if you didn't. It's like, you're in Paris for the first time. You've never tried red wine. It's like...
Where do you have to do the live?
I'm just surprised you haven't tried red wine.
I know. Weird, right? But I'm just like
you,
trashy.
Those are first time.
All these drugs and everything you're just talking about. Yeah, and I just wanted to try red wine.
Yeah, red wine's where we draw the lines. It's too crazy.
Dude, I get a worse hangover on red wine than like a bender on 2C.
You get really hungover on red wine.
Yeah.
If you drink a lot of it, you're done.
Yeah.
Oh, I love drinking red wine. And like, I feel like you like it because you're chatting. You feel like this whole different level of drunk. And then you see like pictures of yourself like the day after and your teeth are just like so red. You're like, yeah, that was not me.
Do this might be crazy, but do men get as horned up on red wine?
Yeah.
A little, yeah. It's like an aphrodisiac.
Aphrodisiac.
The chocolate in the red wine.
Yeah, yeah. That's why they have it there. The little strawberries, chocolate covered strawberries, and you have oysters before. Mm. It all works together. It's like a formula.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have babies.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Your little 72 hour live you have to do. Mm-hmm. When do you have to do you do that here? And
I'm going to do it when we get back to New York.
I was going to say, you could do it here. I'd help you out for at least 24 hours.
Oh, wow. See, that was my thing. I want to have like guests come in and out.
Yeah.
A magician.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Just someone to juggle, like anything.
Something.
We hate magicians. We do. They're time rapists. Wait,
do you have to sleep on the live too?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Audio on?
Yeah.
Your boyfriend gonna sleep
well,
with
he
you
feels
on those
so
nights?
Bad that he like posted the picture. He's like, I'll come on it.
Yeah, he owes you.
Yeah, he owes me. I'm like, you owe me 24 hours. You're my best friend. You gotta come.
Yeah, no, I was coming anyways. We'll I'll do all three.
So it's gonna be brutal.
Is there a bed on set? Like, or you have to get a mattress? Are you just gonna crash on the couch on the floor?
We have a booth, like a diner booth.
Okay.
I've slept in it before.
Now, is it going to be like an entertaining live stream where you're like talking to camera, or is it going to be like Big Brother, just like cameras on in the room and it's just going to be you living your
life?
That's
a good question.
You should webcam it.
Let's workshop this.
Like webcam on the roof.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I would do like security cam style.
Like make it kind of
I think that's like more fun. That's more fun to watch and have somebody set it up where you bounce like camera to camera.
The creeps watch.
Yeah, it needs to be like Sim style. People need to see like a...
Just they need like, to feel like they shouldn't be seeing this.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know?
And I do weird...
Do weird things. Yeah.
So I have like a question about like just Barstool as a company and the culture of it. So like you came up with this idea that you guys are going to do this 72-hour stream.
Our followers came up with it.
How does that go down though in Barstool? Do you then have to go to Dave or is there just a boardroom going... Guys, we need a room. We're doing a 72-hour stream.
We just do it.
And they're supportive of it?
Well, we have our own studio, luckily. Everyone at Barstool does, so we can do whatever we want.
Are they a little bit worried? Are they kind of like...
They don't know anything we do.
They don't even know we're here.
They don't really check in.
Yeah, they just let us do our own thing.
Is it competitive with all the other little shows and podcasts that are all under Barstool?
No, I think everyone's got their own thing going on, and they've got a good thing going on.
It's a good thing
going. And everyone kind of just does their own
little
thing.
They're going to be so pissed when they find out you're on the show.
Because
they've asked us so many times to come on BFFs.
I know.
We're honestly just too scared. We're too scared to go on because there's no line on that show. I don't want a bomb to drop on me, and then I have to.
In so long because everyone's terrified to come on BFFs. I'm like, we're not that bad.
Based on the clips I've seen.
You can ask to cut anything. We'll cut anything.
That is horseshit, and I know it's horseshit.
No, it's not. Who wanted to cut something?
Wait, everybody on that show just allowed that to air?
Wait, which one?
Just any show, BFF's episode that had a guest on there. Well, really?
Well, what are we talking about specifically?
Damn, I guess bad publicity is good publicity. Well, huh?
Yeah. Is Dave the type of guy, if you were like, cut this, please don't put it in, he'd be like, yeah, for sure, we'll cut it out.
Guest? Yeah.
Really?
He says that, yeah.
Okay. As a Barstool like employee, though, do you guys still have to commit to like the normal office hours as everyone else? Do you have to be there at 9 to 5? Or since you have like a show, do you just show up when you need to make your own content?
We just show up when because we record twice a week. I record three times a week. And then we do like our off shit. I think it depends on, at Barstool, there's like levels to how much money your shows make. So if you're not making the company money, you have to be in there 9 to 5, doing the thing, like prove that you're working hard. But if you're making money for the company, you just go in, do your job and you can go.
Do you still have a desk?
I don't go over
but
there.
Other people have claimed it. Yeah.
Yes, people have like taken our desks.
Because we have our room that we go to.
Yeah, like this one.
Yeah.
We just like stay in it.
Then the Plain Brie podcast is on BFFs, in the BFFs office, or is that?
No, they added BFFs to our studio recently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, BetterHelp.
A common misconception about relationships is that they have to be easy to be right. But sometimes the best ones happen when both people put in the work to make them great.
And therapy can be a place to work through the challenges you face in all of your relationships, whether with your friends, work, or your significant other, literally anyone.
We got a solution for you, baby. It's called BetterHelp. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give it a try.
And BetterHelp is entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
And you guys might be thinking, I could just talk to my best friend about my, you know, my problems, or my parents, or my girlfriend, or boyfriend.
It's wrong.
It's good to talk to somebody who's an actual professional that can give you actual good advice, mm-hmm. because sometimes talking to your best friend, there's a lot of things I can't talk to Heath about.
That's right.
He just doesn't
understand.
He's
tried, and I tell him what he wants to hear. I make him feel right. I make him feel validated. And sometimes you need the honest, brutal truth.
So become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/ZaneAndHeath today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp.com/ZaneAndHeath.
Thank you so much, BetterHelp, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you so much, and thank you very much.
And just to give, like, the audience, like, just this skinny, because I know your fans probably know your whole origin story and how you two guys became friends, but, like, for listeners of our podcast who don't know, how did it all happen?
It doesn't
tell our live show story?
Yeah, it doesn't really paint me out to be a good guy, which is shocking now.
I think you're a good person.
Well,
she's my best friend.
Take it away, kid.
That's why they bring gifts. They're trying to like
to sweeten us up a little bit, but they're actually just like evil and
villainous. We're gonna kill you all. Okay, so I moved to the town that we grew up in when I was 10 in fifth grade. And I came to school. I came from a Catholic school, so I was used to wearing a uniform. I had never like dressed up for my first day of school before. So I was so excited. I went to Target. I got this like flannel shirt, this plaid. I remember it was teal and black, and I wore my like high Uggs, and I came into school and she was like staring at me on the recess yard. And I'm like,
love at first sight.
Like, she hit puberty in second grade. So she was like,
I was top dog.
Double D's.
I was pretty badass.
I'm going to take a cigarette break.
Staring at me. And so just to give you a preface here, I was the man. I was the queen of the tomboys. That was my crew. That was all my friends. And, I was the leader because I had the double D's in fifth grade. So yeah. That's right. Just a little preface for you. And so then you came around.
Yeah, I walked in and I was just like, I got to talk to everyone. I got to be friends with everyone. Mm-hmm. So I guess I approached her squad and they were like, oh, I like this girl. She's nice. And Grace didn't like that.
I got territorial.
So they all became my friends. And I found out, I was like, yeah, that girl, that redhead was staring at me the whole time on recess. What's up with her? We're like at the lunch table. I feel like we're all smoking cigarettes at the lunch table.
What's the deal with the girl?
They're like, yeah, she didn't like your flannel.
I didn't like a flannel.
And I was
what color was it?
A turquoise.
Red. Oh.
Yeah, it was turquoise. And I was like,
not a good color on a flannel.
No, it wasn't. But I was like, bitch, what the hell? And then I was like, okay, I'm going to steal all of her friends.
And she was coming from my pack, you know? And so she took all my friends because she's also an alpha. And for years, I was begging in Facebook Messenger, like, dude, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I think we'd actually really get along. Like, I got this family party. You should totally come. And, like, for years, I was asking her to come.
I'm like, dude, no, you were rude at first. You got to give everyone a shot.
And then finally, you were going camping.
I was going camping and all of our friends had like really good families where they were like, no, we have like a 4th of July party. And I'm like, well, I'm going to this like trashy trailer park with my sister who just got out of prison. This is not a joke.
Like just my scene.
Yeah. Like, and she was the last one on the list. I'm like, fuck, I got to invite her. So then I DM her on Facebook and I'm like, there was like, you could scroll for days of messages that I just was ignoring. And then she was like, yeah, I'm coming. I pick her up. And then we've been inseparable since we were 11.
That's dude. Cute.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a cute story. Yeah.
When she came to pick me up, I looked like the kid from Up. I had all my like kit. I was like, let's go.
You got the stick with the bag.
It was just like when he's like fishing for the first time. We came ready to go. Cause I got it. This is my first, like my second real friend.
That's how we hit it off.
And
we smoked a cigarette and then I took him fishing. And then he was just like, I like this.
It was like your typical broke back story. It was amazing.
Story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so funny though, that story, how you knew that all your friends were starting to like her. And that's when it gets really scary because it's like, you better you're either on board with liking her yeah. or you're about to lose everybody. Cause then you're like, oh, you're obviously the problem.
And that was the gamble.
Yeah. That stinks. But look at this. It worked out perfectly.
Oh, it worked out fine. Oh, yeah. We've been pals ever since.
Yeah.
Best pals.
I did not think that you guys knew each other that long. Yeah, I thought it was like very fresh.
People always say like friends for like 10 years, but we've been like inseparable since we were 11.
I love that.
She like lived at my house in high school cause she moved towns and stuff.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She moved to New York with me when I started working for Barstool, and I just brought around the office until they hired her.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
As a friend.
How long did that take, though, to like...
Too long.
I was like a year, a solid year.
Were you having a job on the side outside of Barstool?
Total frat move.
You had TFM.
I was knockoff Barstool. I was like, I'm going to get it any way I can.
This is not a good look. Stop working
for it. Dude, I got to make some cash. I was door dashing on foot.
In New York?
Yeah, in the snow.
Wait, on foot?
Yeah.
They don't give you bikes?
Well, no, you're supposed to have your own. I was like, this time got it for a bike right now. I got to make rent, you know. So, door dashing on foot. It was freezing.
That's like those stories your parents tell you. This is how we got to school.
Yeah, right.
Like 10 feet of snow, miles.
Just exaggerated just a little bit. Yeah. Just to make
Blizzard it. Blizzard is 78.
You started your whole thing on TikTok, right? Or was that really?
TikTok. Wow. When I was in college, and then Barstool reached out to me, and then I tried to do like TikTok and school because I was going to school to be going to med school. Like I was supposed to be going to med school, and I was posting myself throwing up on TikTok. That's where Brianna Chicken Fry came from because I needed an alias. I couldn't use my real last name because I was like, I'm not going to get into med school. And then they found me, they DM'd me, and I tried to do both. And I was like, what the fuck am I doing? I dropped out and moved to New York and called her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that happened with us. We were going to be cops. And then we realized we had way too much.
Duo? He was going to be a cop, and I was just—I had nothing, nothing going on.
Because
I don't know what I'm doing.
He was literally like, "Keith, what classes are you doing?" Same.
That's awesome.
That's literally
that's so funny.
I did not know, and that was like right when Vine started. So I was like, "Okay, we're just going to do this Vine, and I'm going to just take these classes that I have no business taking." Mm-hmm. And And then we went viral. We got our first like 200K. We were so excited.
Well, that's like crazy.
It's so like, crazy. And the numbers didn't make sense back then, especially back in the Vine days.
Our pact that we made was before the end of the semester, if we hit 30,000 followers, we were going to move to LA.
And then quit our jobs. What were we thinking?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's so much back
bold
then.
Bold move, but we were
just
like. You
have like special needs confidence to make it.
Yeah. Okay. Remember all the hot or not Badoo content on Vine? Like that's all you saw. Heath and I were the face of hot or not and Badoo. We were literally all of our everything, like our apartment, our cars, everything paid by Badoo hot or not. I swear, because we were getting, it was like, you know how like you get a job and it's like you get a one-time job and that's it. Like then you have to find other jobs. This one was a weekly salary that we were getting paid.
It was
throughout the whole year. It was like
Vine.
It was like a Vine and then a Revine. Remember Revine?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
We were getting paid to Revine too.
Oh,
like,
shut up.
Like Badoo and hot on our content. We're like, Heath, I cannot believe that this is like paying our bills and we're able to move out because we called our vehicles, our first cars, the Badoo Mobile.
Yeah.
I feel like I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were twerking it for Badoo.
You have to. Sorry.
I have ADD and I just blurt out things. But how do you explain that to your parents? Like, yeah, this company just.
It was very difficult.
Yeah, they didn't understand.
Our parents were like, what do you mean you're getting paid to make a 6-second video? Like, I don't understand.
It's really hard to wrap your head around.
Yeah. And then I think what made it click for my parents, we ended up getting a job for The Purge and they flew us out to Nolens.
Oh wow! I thought you had like a speech. Like
no, Nolens. I just didn't want to. Get, oh, New Orleans. Yeah. I just
Nolens. No.
If you
the Nolens accent,
if you mispronounce it, and people are from there, they
is that how you're supposed to say it?
Because you know they got that Louisiana accent.
Then spell
you're
it
down
different.
In Nolens.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like Nolens.
Nolens.
That seems like a cancelable offense.
And it's like
no, you did it a little too good.
It's more like Tennessee Williams would say it. You know, a street call named Desire.
All right.
That's how Colonel Sanders would talk. Is it?
He loves, he wishes.
Yeah.
He wishes.
You know, he looks in the mirror, he's like.
You guys, though, were like kind of scamming on YouTube back then before you had a following, right?
I was a scam artist.
You were doing like giveaways on YouTube.
For beats, Dr. Dre beats. Okay.
Explain what this was.
Me and my three cousins, we were, I was fucking 10 or maybe 9. I was like, we got to get subscribers. All right.
Oh, she was nine, so it's good. It's
yeah. Oh, yeah.
And 10 like, would have been, you meant
over,
business.
Over. I was like, we got to get subscribers. Here's what we're going to do. We got one pair of Beats between the three of us for Christmas. I'm like, okay, everyone make a YouTube account right now. We sit down. We're like, we'll do giveaways. We'll say that you need to subscribe. And then if you subscribe, it was only subscribe. They weren't paying us anything. They were just subscribing. I'm not taking it.
There was no entry fee.
No, there's no entry fee. I didn't even know what that meant. I only got like 40 subscribers. And then I was like, maybe one of you guys will win some Beats. So
maybe
all three of us did the same thing. And then one of my cousins would win on my channel. I would win on her channel.
No.
And then we'd make a video.
No.
We got the Beats. Yeah.
9-year-old marketing genius though. This was like nuanced.
There
like
was three of us and it was.
This wasn't a thing.
It was epic.
Respect. Honestly, impressive.
You don't deserve anything.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird to hear them talking about being on YouTube at like 10?
Yeah.
That was not a thing.
Like, who were you watching?
Talia Joy at the time.
R.I.P.
Mm. Okay, so I also did. I didn't have any subscribers because I was working so hard for them.
This one's
and
tough.
I was like, I don't know. I want to do a Q&A. So I just took Talia Joy's Q&A and used all of her questions. And I'm like 10. And
thank you
like,
guys for all the questions.
God, yeah. But like I said
the
it too.
Typical influencer hopefully, that hopefully just answered stole everybody. Her way
yeah,
to
but
the
I was
top.
Like, I'm taking Talia Joy's questions until I get my own. And they were just like, obviously didn't pertain to me. They were like, well, what are you sick with? And yeah. I was like, not it was bad. And
that's
I had like
so bad.
I had posters of her, like she was my icon, and I thought I was doing her like a service. She hadn't had passed yet, and it was
oh
it was crazy.
Was interesting way going, to honor
well, I'm
somebody.
I'm actually not on chemo. Yeah, it was like I was just answering her questions, and I thought I was honoring her. Maybe I was. I didn't know.
Well, we all had to scam our way. Like Zane and I had our little technique too for trying to get big.
Nowhere near as bad as
no.
That.
We didn't lie and deceive people, but we just like blast followed and
no when no, it was not like blast followed
on
we
on
blast
Vine.
Liked
yes and then it'd be like new we would go like first Vine so when people would hashtag that like they just created an account and it was like zero likes on their post they're like who liked my first Vine like that's
so it was like almost like a promo on everybody's like notifications oh, like this person I liked was. So we would do that to like thousands
and everybody's like oh my god we got our first who just liked it I guess I'll follow them.
Y'all were verified like early on in Vine too right?
I don't think so.
Oh
I don't know because the verification didn't happen for a while but that app was like super super slow
but brilliant move.
But yeah
yeah
did you guys think of that yourself or
yeah
did someone else
no we, that was all us.
Wow yeah
you guys were just sitting here like a like farm
yeah. That's right.
And it worked that. We got like we received like what 50% like follows
oh,
from that.
Yeah. The oh, ROI wow. was amazing.
Yeah, just, you know, I still get like, dude, I still like our trainer today was like, that was y'all. I was like, yeah. He's like, you guys were
what
incredible
do you guys
on time.
Like, can like, you guys really watch those? Because we
I
like
can't.
Look at our old videos and we're like, oh
I
my
can't.
God.
Yeah, and I mean, that's everybody, right? Who has like old videos from 10 years ago? And like, I'm proud of that. Yeah.
And now since like the quality of a Vine has just been re-uploaded, it looks like it was shot on a Motorola Razr. You're
so
like,
so bad.
It looks like we're like the silent film era. We're just like,
re-uploaded 20,000 times.
Like ancient, man.
You know, I just got like a $10 check for, for
people
the
posting
Vine, yeah, for people posting our Vines. I was like, still making money.
I still get money from Vines.
Residual.
Like,
there was a company that was like going and claiming the content that would be posted in like a compilation video.
That's crazy.
They just detect it. So mm-hmm. yeah, I still get a little over $100.
Okay, all right, it's not a competition. Jeez.
That a boy.
It's so good.
Well, if you think about $10 split, so $20 total.
Oh, yeah, y'all still got a split
Come
stuff.
On now.
Yeah, we... That was tough.
Back then, to the hip,
we would get low money and we're like, oh, we gotta split it.
We'd be looking at each other like, I could.
Because rent was expensive. And we're like, damn.
Yeah, we ran through our savings
but, you know,
pretty
but
quick.
We did it. We did it.
Yeah, you did.
We're survivors.
Yeah. You know,
their story reminds me of ours.
Very similar.
Oh. Makes me cry a little bit. I think I need another shot.
Go for it.
I'm getting emotional.
There's another shot right there.
Matt and There's Ben Affleck, fun. They shared a bank account for many years.
Who?
Matt and Ben Affleck.
You always say like
oh, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
I was like,
oh.
me and
they're
Ben?
They're married
she
in my head.
Who says that?
Who's
because
Matt?
They shared
Matt
a bank
Damon
account?
And Ben Affleck.
Well, why
That's
did they share
we
a bank account?
That's who aspire to be.
Because they grew up together. Boston. They were buddies. And they made Good Will Hunting together.
I feel like it's like
just
a New York fact that only people in New York would know.
Boston.
Oh, Boston. Sorry. Yeah. That's I made this mistake.
That's what I said.
You cannot make that mistake in front of
I love Good Will Hunting.
Is Ben like the hometown hero, like everybody is obsessed. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you're either a Ben guy or a Matt guy. She's Matt, I'm Ben.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're a thing. They're a duo.
They're a duo.
I'm a Mark Wahlberg guy.
Oh, I love Wahlberg.
Yeah.
He kind of lost me when he started
beating that Asian guy up.
Whoa.
Oh, that did happen.
That did happen.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
No. I forgave him after that. It was the.
I was going to say when he started waking up too early in the morning to work out.
Yeah, that's really bad.
It's 3 a.m.
No, it's definitely the Asian guy.
Can you rattle off the TED names? Or, like, you know, Tracy.
Tammy Lynn, Brittany Lee. Fuck. No, shit. I can't. What is it?
Goodwill Hunting, I could do. Maki, Ricky. What are your brother's names? Maki, Ricky, Danny, Tommy. I usually can do it.
Let's say I work for the NSA and somebody puts a code on my desk, something nobody else can break. Maybe I take a shot at it. Maybe I break it. I'm real happy with myself because I did my job.
I brought
well.
It up because he knows. He does the shit all the time.
The rebel army in North Africa, the Middle East. And once I find the location where the rebels are hiding, 1,500 people I never met, never had no problem with, get killed. That's all I remember.
Where is this from?
Huh?
Where is this from?
Goodwill Hunting. Matt Damon, Ben Affleck.
I've seen it. I don't remember that.
Oh, you've got to rewatch it.
It's the best monologue of all time.
All right. All right.
Gosh. That's who we aspired to be.
You were a big pogo stick girl.
I sure was.
Me too. Are you serious?
Wait,
no way.
Mariah was sleeping.
Jordan,
5 minutes ago.
Bring out the pogo stick.
We have a pogo stick on set.
Dude, could you do no hands?
I could do no hands. I got a pogo stick and those stilts for Christmas one year.
No way.
And I tore up the driveway.
Circus. I liked the pogo a lot, but I was more of a skip it. I don't know why.
Skip it.
Until your friends came by and you got caught doing a skip it, you're like, I wasn't doing that.
And then
because they're like pastel colors.
Uh-huh.
You'd be up in there like on your driveway, like, I'm killing it.
Writing your crush's name in chalk, kicking your leg.
And then you had the one that had the counter on it where it would check how many rotations you had.
And when you maxed that shit out. Wow, I wasn't physical as a child. I didn't do all that.
Poker's all I got, so. Wow. That's all I can claim.
Wasn't there like a clown?
Yeah. So Gary the Clown came to the school every year, and he came to our elementary school.
Oh, that's weird.
And it's very weird looking back. Yeah. He was just a clown that got to pick and choose which kids got
hired
to be in
from
the
school.
Yes.
To come.
And teachers
the
allowed in the room when the
which
clown
ones were the special kids, right?
Anyways, he would come and pick the most talented friggin' clowns in the whole school, and they all got to be in the show. And every year, it got to fifth grade, and I was like, "Fuck this, dude! I bought the pogo stick." I got it for Christmas. I asked nicely, and I could do no hands, no problem. And he didn't pick me my last year to do it. And so I wrote him a letter, and he never got back to me.
Wrote a full letter to the clown explaining why your pogo skills were there.
Were you good, though?
Oh, yeah. Well, so like I said, I peaked in fifth grade. So all I had to do was put like my boobs under the handle.
That's how you did no hands.
So you were trying to use your boobs to get to the Clown Academy.
You got to use the advances you have.
Yeah, did you send a headshot?
I mean, all I said was, you know, come grab me out of class and I'll show you.
I'll prove it.
I'll show you how good
and the clown
I can show
turned
you better
down.
Than I can tell you.
Uh-huh. Well, something hey, the like 72 hour stream, maybe we bring him in.
Bring Gary back.
Oh my gosh.
The office is nowhere near a school. This is perfect.
This is perfect.
Bring him in and it's really sad where he's at in life now.
My
You're
gosh.
Like, all right, you can go. No,
thank
I'll
you,
stay.
Lee, please.
Oh, shit. Did he end up being a...
No,
the gym teacher did.
Yeah. No way.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's crazy how every school had it. Ours was our...
elementary school teacher.
Not janitor. It was the security guard, right?
Our security guard.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Our janitor
was caught. Caught fucking a student in the portable.
But came back a couple years later and they hired him again.
What?
Did it again.
Oh, Heath, I didn't know that.
Yes. Mm. Yes. He already got busted.
And they let him back?
Let him back. And then there was two security guards.
Different time.
The other one.
This is Florida.
The other one got caught moving. I'm not joking. It was like $500,000 worth of cocaine up to Northern Florida.
To Kingpin.
That was another security guard?
Both security guards, yeah.
These guys were locking it down.
We should have them.
This is their personal playground.
That's wrong.
I don't think
they thought they were in a Narcos fucking series. They're like, we're going to run this town.
Our janitor just got caught meeting up with, it was like How to Catch a Predator. He was messaging a fake cop.
Jesus.
Insane.
15-year-old.
Do you guys like watching those videos?
Chris Hansen? Have you seen
Chris
the remixes
Hansen, but
on
also
YouTube?
Like people,
I can't.
Yes, the people remixes. On YouTube do a really good job, but it's like...
I can't watch those videos. It's really hard.
There's something about watching somebody's life flash before their eyes, and they're just like realization in that moment that is so, you like can't look away, and it's hard to explain. Like, and I feel weird like watching these people.
Oh, you can't, like, you're able to watch the whole thing. Yeah. I can't look. I have to turn it off.
It's such a weird, like,
love when they get busted.
Oh, dude, there's some edits where they make them look really foolish, because they are fools.
The remixes.
Yeah. And there's this one guy, and he's like,
remixes, they do like songs to it. Like,
they'll do like, because they're such creepy, like creepy people, and they, there's, we got dark, like deep on YouTube one night, and Chris Hansen videos, we watch them.
It was like our thing.
Yeah. And then if you go deep into YouTube, they make like remix videos of these like predators, and they like edit the videos to like
drop the bass.
They make them look insane.
He's like, put the beers in the fridge. Put the beers in the fridge. Come on. Just put the beers in the fridge. Like, and then get to it.
Nothing wrong. And it's like, it's
those
crazy.
Are popping back then. Those were the best videos.
That would have been my dream gig if I was like 14 years old, just to be like the bait. Like, just a second. I'll be out in just a second.
I'm gonna get washed up.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty.
Pretty crazy though that they even had the bait.
I know.
I think that was completely unnecessary,
dude. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just
talking
like
about with Whitney Cummings came on our podcast yesterday, and the Sound of Freedom movie. She was like, "It's so weird that they had child actors playing the sex trafficked kids in the movie."
Oh, right.
Like, it's just a weird thing to do.
Like, for to be like, here, act like this is happening.
Yeah, it's
because
like,
I feel like later in life they're gonna look back at that and be like, wait. I wouldn't have done this actually if I like really knew what I was signing up for.
Maybe they just had like people that on Chris Hansen's show looked younger and they were of age.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I hope. Nah, I saw some kids. There were some kids on there. Yeah, I remember seeing a couple obviously, episodes. Probably, there was like,
I'm just a baby.
Yeah.
Well, did you know a fun fact? The last episode of To Catch a Predator was a politician, and they got him and they arrested him, and he... himself.
Unalived himself.
Big season finale.
Oh, say still got
and they never
the
aired
office.
It, I don't think.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't. Yeah.
Kind of the end.
Well, who was the politician?
Like a Jersey.
Of course.
Senator or something. He's not a
so
rapist.
So after
Italian.
That happened, they were just like, we can't do this anymore because of this? Or.
But like, why?
If you're doing something that bad and you get caught, that like, and like whatever happens after is not your fault.
Oh, yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I knew a guy
who
got
avoiding going to jail.
Exactly.
You know the guy who got bopped?
I knew a guy who got, busted on like one of those YouTube vigilante sites where they go and confront him. Mm-hmm. And this was like a distance friend. I've always known him for years, but probably see him every 3 months at a party kind of thing.
No, they were best friends.
No,
they
we were.
They were
he's
best friends.
No, we weren't.
They had an apartment together.
No. No, but I had been to his place before, but...
Oh, God.
Stop.
You see, where was that information?
But I want to say this.
No, but I've been to his parties.
Yes.
They were good.
This is what's so disturbing about it, because that's what's so disturbing about it is because I never knew he had this side to him, but pretty much he was like on Grindr. One, didn't even know he had that lifestyle, but you know, that's his business. But he got caught in a conversation with a guy who was posing as a 13-year-old and was reminding him, by the way, I'm underage. And then the video starts off, and this guy just like starts recording him outside of his apartment and goes, who are you here to see, man? This is, well, I'm the 13-year-old that, or I don't know if it was 13.
From there, I turned it off. I was like, nope.
But was just like, yo. And that's what's the freakiest thing is that this was a friend I knew and you don't know
you
what
no
someone
idea.
Is. Like behind
no
closed
idea.
Doors.
Yeah, it's
who are they
wild.
Messaging
terrifying.
On their phone?
Like, who are these girls on our couch right now? We don't know. We don't know what they're up to.
Hey, listen.
One out of every nine people are child predators?
One out of every nine?
Yes, one, two, three,
seven,
four,
eight.
Five, six. We're good. We're eight people.
Damn.
But what's strange about that video is now it's removed. So I'm like, what did he...
Did he go to jail? Like, you have to go to jail forever.
No,
if
you get publicly shamed. He lost his job, his friends and family.
Ooh, like, these days, public shame is
but
like...
He still, has a,
be
he still got one
worse.
Friend.
He still got you.
No.
Forever.
No. I saw him the other day and I was like, went the other way.
That's really interesting that it's deleted off...
YouTube, oh, it should never though. Be deleted. Yeah. That should be out there forever.
I know, but that's where like I don't know
what
happened. Legally he like may
have you heard about
back.
The town that is just full of them?
No,
it's like a sanctuary where they all go because like they're not accepted around like most people obviously.
Yeah.
So there's like an entire city that's full of them because they can't like get jobs and stuff like that.
LA,
Manhattan, you know that's
it's small, right?
It's where is it? City of Refuge, Miracle Village.
Oh, God. Oh, I love the name.
It sounds like the Vatican.
In Florida, amazing. Of course. I mean,
Miracle Village?
All the priests in the Vatican.
Let's change the name.
It's on Muck City Road.
And I saw like a video of people like interviewing people there, and they're like, saying like, you know, it's really nice because like nobody's judging us here and we're all, you know, we can get jobs and people don't look at our past and things that we've done as, you know, some. I'm like, bro.
Remember Jesus they tried Christ. To add like pedophilia to like.
They're trying to make it seem like it's like just a like sexuality. A sexual preference.
Yeah.
I'm so back and forth because they are humans too. And obviously they didn't like decide on checkbox like into kids. Like I truly feel like something's wrong with their brain.
It's something's wrong with their brain.
Yeah. And I just feel bad. And yeah, they do. Just if they need a neighborhood like this to all live at,
secluded.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, is there a computer lab and like someone's like, I need you to log out right now.
There's no Wi-Fi there. No, that's not allowed. There.
Matt, the little no the whisper. I'm gonna go ahead and log out. You're like, shit.
Can you log out for me?
Yeah.
Imagine
the amount of privacy like restrictions that they have, like with anything in that neighborhood.
There's kids in there, though.
Yeah, I'm sure they got to be having families.
Oh.
Imagine a family just like on vacation, like just trying to find like a location.
Oh, just like a
hun. Check this. I found somewhere called Miracle Village.
Sounds nice.
That's a good movie.
This is a community.
Yeah.
This is a community I can go for.
It's right outside of Disneyland.
And they're treating our kids with such respect over
here. There's no Wi-Fi. Our kids will talk to us.
I haven't seen Tommy smile like this in years.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's really bad.
It's terrible. Yeah,
yeah.
It really is.
How did we get here?
We've been talking about this for a good amount of time.
Yeah.
It's you guys.
It is.
It's them. Sorry, you've never talked about child pedophilia. Come on.
I think Matt brought it up.
No.
Yeah.
Because you got that buddy, right?
It's your best friend. You lived with him, right?
Not friends anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry, Matt. I hate to do it to you. It's just too easy here.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, SeatGeek.
Festival season's coming up, baby. You know. It and you know, if you're gonna get tickets for any concerts, any festivals, any games, any literally anything, you're gonna go to SeatGeek, baby. They got the best price for you.
That's right. And with over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app out there.
SeatGeek has more than 70,000 events right now on their site where you can buy tickets for. And not only that, they got artists like Drake, the Jonas Brothers, Post Malone, the 1975, who are on tour. And you don't want to miss that, baby.
And SeatGeek really is so convenient. They put all the tickets from across the web in one place to make sure you're getting a good deal. And each ticket is rated on a scale from 1 to 10. So look for the green dots. Green means it's a good deal. And red means not the best price.
And every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee. And SeatGeek is the only site that lets you return your tickets ahead of the event with swaps.
And you know we came through for you guys. So all you have to do is use code UNFILTERED and you're going to get $20 off tickets at SeatGeek.
Wow, that's $20 off your first purchase with promo code UNFILTERED. Make sure to click the link in our description box below to download the app today.
Thank you again, SeatGeek, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you. And thank you to getting us to all the shows and games we want to go to.
I just can't wait for Coachella. All right, what else? And truth or dare?
All right, here we go.
Whisper challenge. What else are you guys doing out here? You guys out here for a PR, like press run?
No, we don't have it like that. We're just, you know, just shooting the shit with people on camera is kind of what we do.
Yeah, nice. just pretty much visiting because you're like bored and like want to hang.
We come every couple months because everyone's out here for guests and like we just talked about Zoom kind of sucks.
Yeah.
So we like to like bank a bunch of episodes.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Does Barstool have an LA office?
No.
If they did,
they wanted me to start one.
And if they said that you guys could live out here, would you do it?
No. So, okay. We started a rumor. I went through a breakup and then.
And I was doing a lot of drugs.
Yes.
Right. Amazing.
And then there was one night where we're like, we're moving to LA. So we call everyone. We're like, we're fucking moving to LA. We can't be in the city anymore. And we started a rumor that we're moving to LA. So the CEO at the time of Barstool was like, Brie, you want to start an LA office? Like you can be the LA base. And I'm like, ooh.
It was like a 6 a.m. idea. Like,
I wasn't that serious.
We all have ideas like that. Idea. Yeah.
I was on a bender and fuck. Yeah, I guess.
And then it was like a 6 month period where we're like, yeah, I'm looking at apartments. I'm looking at places and it never happened. So no, we don't want to move here. right?
Good choice.
People that live in New York love New York, I feel like.
We're obsessed with New York. We're also like East Coast people till we die.
Yeah.
It's like in your blood, I feel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think if I lived out here, it'd be good for me because it's no offense, kind of boring out here.
Oh, it is.
How dare you?
And it's definitely, I feel like it's gotten more boring.
Yeah.
Like, especially
in what sense? Like the going out scene?
Yeah,
or
I have a hard time ever saying no, and I like to like go.
You want to go to like dive bars and get like in a fight with a biker over a game of pool.
Yeah, your bars are open up late too.
Till like 4.
Yeah.
Out here, awesome.
It's 2 a.m. You're like, well, where's the after party? And did we get beer? Because now we can't because it's closed.
And it's crazy because 2 a.m. is our peak. Like usually if you're out drinking, 2 a.m. is like when you're feeling your best.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, fuck
we
you.
Go out at midnight in New York.
That's like when we
it's 11, I'm like, we gotta hurry, guys. Yeah. There's only 3 hours
we've
left.
Got to have fun.
When we were in Florida, like we would be like, all right, you want me to come over? Let's start going out. It was like 12:30, getting ready to go out at like
1:31. Yeah. Because our bars open till like 6.
There was 6:30. We would be going out until like 6.
Yeah, but we'll like have friends. We have friends with bars and we'll just stay like until the sun comes up.
Oh, even better. Oh, it's like a sunny Philadelphia. What's that show?
Always Sunny Philadelphia.
Yeah, like that.
That's a cool vibe.
Yeah.
The best when you're in a place and they're like, you can do it.
There's something so nice about smoking indoors.
Oh, it's a
treat. Feels big.
It feels wrong.
Right. Yeah.
It feels right. But we also, I don't think the LA like people suck thing is true.
No.
We used to like think that before we started coming
here. I don't
think
that's true,
it's just boring, but I've met like even you guys are awesome. We've known each other for what, like 30 minutes?
Yeah, dude. You guys want to chill after this.
People here are awesome.
Off camera?
Yeah, for real.
Nice.
Please, for the love of God.
Well, that's also weird. Sometimes you do stuff and you're like, I thought we were friends, and then you never talk to people again.
Yeah.
You do their podcast.
That's the tricky part.
We just think we're friends with everyone.
You guys don't live here, so it'll be a little difficult, but whenever you're out here, definitely hit us up.
And we'll hang. Thanks.
Have y'all met them before in person?
No. This is my first.
Yeah.
I feel like I know them because I've seen them so many times on my phone, on my cellular device.
You guys have no idea. Yeah, I know everything about you.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's so cool.
I haven't met any of you guys.
Have you met them?
David.
No, but that's where also, like, I feel like we've been online for I feel like we like comment and like each other's stuff, but like I felt like when I first saw them downstairs, I had to be like, hi, I'm Matt. Like,
it's really weird too when you go out to like a setting where there is a bunch of internet people and you see them all the time and you're like, I don't know if I've ever met
them or not. Yeah.
And it feels like you know them.
Yeah, you just see so much of their face. You're like, I don't know if I've ever actually introduced myself.
Yeah, well, that's the thing with us. Like, if we know you on social media, we'll let you know that. And then sometimes people will like pretend not to know. I just like hate when people pretend they don't know who you are.
I think it breaks the tension or like breaks the ice. Like as soon as you say, oh my God, I watch you. I think that like makes it just 10 times better where like the conversation is not awkward. It's not like this.
It's like, I know you, I watch you. I'm not going to pretend I don't. Cause then I'm going to say something weird and you're going to be like, how did you know that?
Yeah. And I would never go. Cause there are those people. They'll be like, da da da. It's so nice to meet you. Like, pretend. I'm just reiterating. Well, I fucked up.
But if they're a big fan of you, then I understand. Like I did, like when I met some of the cast of the Game of Thrones, I pretended like in a very
cool way.
In a very authentic way.
So you're not like
where it's not like, you know, it's not an event thing, but it's like at a party. I have to pretend I don't know because like I don't want to look like a crazy person. I don't want them to think that I'm just this person that's going to look at them the whole night because I will.
Yeah. It's such a weird line too because like you don't want to act like you know them and be like this person, but then if you like act like you don't know them, then it's like, okay, he clearly knows who I am. Why is he acting like he doesn't know?
Yeah,
and like that could be even weirder. I feel
specifically Game of Thrones cast. Like at any point, it's just Game of Thrones cast. Anybody else, I'm just like, I don't give a fuck about you.
You see them out?
There's a few times where like I've seen them out, and like I'm like in shock.
I'm in shock, full panic attack,
and like. Meeting them and I have to pretend that I'm not like freaking out and it's
that's like the cast of The Office. They're everywhere. Everybody
there are
them.
Oh yeah,
they live in our neighborhood, so like he sees Steve Carell and it's like you have to just
oh my god, we don't see people like that.
No, we really
I accidentally met him on the road.
What? No shit.
He lives in our neighborhood and I was driving and you know like the streets are kind of tight, so you like do like the pull over and like let the other person pass.
Yes.
And he was coming towards me, so I pulled over to let him go, and I rolled my window down because he had just got the new Porsche 911 that came out.
But you didn't recognize him in the car?
No. I just liked the car because I'd never seen one in person, so I rolled my window down, and I gave like a thumbs up. I was like, I love your car. And then he like stopped and then rolled his window down, and he was like, what? And I was like, I love your car. I haven't seen one yet. It looks so sick. Mm. And as I'm like sitting here saying this to him, I'm like, oh my God, oh my God.
I also love everything else about you.
Yeah. And then he was like, oh, thanks so much. I appreciate it. And then he like we just talked about the car. I was like, the color too, it's amazing.
Wait, 1 second, let me check out the wheels. You get out of the car, like, yeah, yeah, whoa.
Get back, get back.
Can I take a picture of it?
Celebs, get out of the shot.
The celebs are like Pokemon, like in LA. You're just oh my gosh, I caught a moment. I gotta catch another one.
We brought this up so many times, but I want to tell you guys, one of my favorite celebrity encounters also was when we were driving on Ventura, and it was me and, I believe it was me and Todd, we're driving, and we stop in Ventura, and we see Matt. Matt is just crossing the street.
And I see Zane, and I'm like goofing with him, walking across.
And he's like, hey, we're like, hey, Matt. He's like, look. We're like, yeah, what? He's like, no, look. We turn, George Clooney, right next to us in the in his Tesla. So we're like, oh my God. It was a moment where I just wish it was like caught on camera. Like, oh my God, oh my God. It's just like such a crazy rare moment.
It's Matt.
In a Tesla. He's environmentally cautious. Holy shit.
In the pod. Oh my gosh. That's incredible.
I thought about that moment for such a long time. And I'm imagine how many moments like that are just missed. You just don't know. Nobody will ever see.
Oh, I think about that all the time.
Yeah, they're everywhere. Celebs are everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Who did you see that was like rehearsing lines in their car?
Oh, it was me.
That was you.
Oh, yeah. That was wild. I was driving through Laurel Canyon, and I'm just like, just driving, and then I see her coming around the side. I'm like, oh my God. And she's literally like that, but you could tell she was practicing lines in the car.
Oh, no way.
Because there's no way she's just sitting there making like these. It was like so wild, the faces that she was making. Like she was like screaming. And I was like, I think I just saw her reading her own lines on her way to a shoot. That, like, this is
really
sick.
Cool.
Oh, that's amazing.
Hollywood, babe.
They just walk up. They walk among us.
Get used to it.
I remember my mom visited, came out to LA for the first time, and we went to the Grove. And of course, coincidentally, a whole red carpet premiere is at in the middle of the Grove, and it was like, I've been to the Grove so many times, never seen it, and there was a whole red carpet premiere for this. You know those like holiday movies that has like 35 of like the biggest actors in it? It's like, what do you call those type of movies?
Just a star-studded
money
cast.
Star-studded.
And, a good investment.
And it was like, it was like a Christmas movie. I'm like, Mom, you're not going to believe it. There's going to be about 35 top celebrities on this red carpet. And we're walking by and just like all these like Olivia Munn. And she's just, my mom doesn't give a shit about like that. But she was just like, she runs through the crowd. I've never seen it. Like, runs through the crowd. Is her phone, she's going over the thing. Oh, like, Mom, get back. Like, she was like at a zoo.
They don't care.
They're used to it. Used
my
to
mom
it.
Is like, my mom took this like uncomfortably close picture of Olivia Munn on the carpet. Like, she was paparazzi. I couldn't believe she got it. God. Immediately
she's telling
on Facebook.
Look this way. Look this, over here.
Immediately on Facebook, just chilling with Olivia Munn. I'm like, Mom, God damn it. Oh,
so proud of you for how far you've come.
Like our family's going to see this shit. Like, you know, like, you don't think they're going to judge you for this? Obviously, you're on a red carpet for chilling with Olivia Munn.
Yeah, you got to keep, like, your eyes, like, constantly peeled in LA, like, to really find them. And the worst is when you go to, like, a really nice restaurant and you want to act like you've been there before, but you sit down and you get your menu, but you're instantly like,
I know, everyone's looking around. It's crazy.
Everyone's looking around.
You're in literally the bathroom, you're like,
one time my mom she came to visit me in New York, and we went out to eat, and then we came outside and it was Matt Damon, John Krasinski, Stanley Tucci, Casey Affleck, and John Krasinski's wife, whose name's
Emily Blunt.
And they're all there, and it's Emily Blunt's sister too, and they're all there, and I saw them, and I hope to God my mom didn't see them, because she always like bought the tabloids, like she was
celebrities, loves.
And so I saw them, I kept walking, even though it killed me, I'm like, I gotta keep walking.
It's crazy how we walk by them, like they're looking at us, walking by, like they're gonna stop us.
Well, I didn't want my mom to see them, so I'm like, let's beeline it, and she spotted them. She stayed up there, and I kept walking, hoping that she'd follow me, and she did it. And all of a sudden, I hear Grace O'Malley. You're not gonna believe it. I'm like, Mom, they don't know Barstool. Like, why do you think that's like a flex? Like, this is so embarrassing. Yeah. And I had to go over there, and she wouldn't stop talking. They're like, "Do you want a picture?" I'm like, "Yeah, she would love it."
Like, but now like I have a picture. Since she did all like the dirty work, right? Because that's like the worst part. She got the worst part all the way. You might as well get the picture now.
I didn't want to bother them, and boy, were they bothered.
She got the pic, though?
Oh, we got
group
the pic.
Oh, like her
really?
I think it's on a Christmas ornament.
Have you posted it?
It's on a wine bottle in the house.
Have you posted it?
Yeah. That's really funny.
It's the best picture ever.
Okay, can we see it?
Yeah.
No, we'll see it after, but that's like such a wild picture to get.
Insane.
It was wild.
We went to a Japanese restaurant yesterday, and this big guy with long hair walks by, and we're like, okay, Fabio. Sits down, we're like, oh my God, Fabio.
No.
Fabio, straight up. We were the only people at this restaurant. Only once, it was completely empty. He sits down there, and my roommate's parents were also with us. We're all eating dinner, and they're like, celebrity freaks, right?
Oh, yeah.
So as soon as they saw that, he was drunk and he was sitting there like looking at him, and he's pulling out his phone and he's like on voicemail, and he's like, so we're at this restaurant right now in Fabio. And I'm like, shut up, dude. Oh, he's right there. And, like, it's crazy. Like, people don't treat celebrities like humans. Yeah. And like, it's like a zoo animal. It's like, stop. Like, they're probably trying to enjoy their fucking dinner.
So awkward.
Purposely came to this like nothing like Japanese restaurant because they probably don't want anybody to go out to them. And now we have the one person in here like,
isn't there a video of Fabio getting hit in the face with like a bird
on a roller coaster?
What? He
was on a roller coaster.
Wow,
and
what
he's
a bad luck, dude.
It's the most like epic. It's, moment.
Wait, it was him. I just saw it yesterday.
He was in the middle of like with all these models, and he was on a roller coaster sitting front seat.
Yes.
And they hit a bird, and it splattered in front.
That
of
seems
his face.
That seems dark.
That sounds like
a
like
with a bunch of models around like watching that.
It seems like a bad omen for
but
sure.
But
it's
so picturesque. Like you couldn't ask
his hair and just like the blood.
The hair strangled the bird mid-flight.
Oh, the blood
that was
is
blood.
So gross.
Wow. But poor Fabio. Just one more thing with Fabio. He doesn't have an Instagram.
Oh,
very
good for him.
A person like Fabio. Imagine his Instagram, like how like perfect you'd be, like the hair, like
Beach
it'd be
photos.
So aesthetically. And he didn't have an Instagram.
Wow,
I was really surprised.
That is kind of shocking. But I guess he's kind
of
old.
Did he ever really act? Or I think he was just the cover of like romance
guy,
novels.
Right?
Yeah. Just like.
It would be funny if one of you had the book.
And like, yeah. Or just like casual reading.
I wonder how much money is like in his bank account today.
Net worth $10 million already checked.
Did you?
Really?
I checked last night at
never
dinner.
True. It says like ours is $7 million.
I know, but like you just take that and you either add like
either,
five or you subtract five.
Yeah, that's
million,
fair.
Right? Like mine says like what, 250K? So you. take away half and take away more.
Never take a few.
The worst
I don't know.
Is when it's negative. Like I looked up Drake Bell one
Wait,
time.
Wait, there's negative net worth?
And it was like -$425,000.
No, that's when he went to Mexico.
Yeah.
Is it still negative?
I didn't think.
Oh, it went up. It went up. He's in the green.
The price went up.
Oh, you know he's big in like
Mexico.
South America.
Right?
Yeah, he is crushing it.
Because he got
he
in
had
trouble
to.
Here. And then he changed it. What did he change his name to?
He's out there like, para se cinco de huevos, cinco sia.
Drake Campana.
Drake Campana.
Campana.
Which
there
is the Spanish word for bell.
Oh, that is.
Got really creative.
Yeah. How do I sell this as much as I can?
Lento.
I'm not gonna lie, that little separation between Drake and Joshua is probably like something that like surprised me the most.
Oh, like no wedding thing and
no, just
everyone.
like just my childhood leading up to like that moment.
You just
like,
see
wow.
them as like best friends,
yeah,
and. Mm-hmm. Then you realize it's just a show, and you're like, oh.
I know, wait, you were soul crushing.
Yeah,
kind of like us.
It's just like, it made me like really like realize everybody on camera is not always like,
except
it's just
for
sad.
These guys in this room, right?
Yeah, except for us, yeah.
Right.
Shut the camera.
But you guys probably see a lot of really cool celebrities through like, I don't know, events and stuff. Are you a type of person to go up and be like, hey, can I get a picture? Or do you more like the moment or?
It has
or
to
just
be
like
the
leave
moment.
Them alone to people.
Yeah.
What are you going to say? Like there's what are you going to say that they haven't already heard before?
Right.
And that's my problem. I'm like, I really want to like outshine anyone who's ever met them if I could.
And you can't.
You can't.
And I've seen it so like with my boyfriend, I see it so much where I'm like, you can't do that. Like, what am I going to say that's going to change this person's mind?
I know. Like, I really want to relate to you on an epic level, but I'm just going to say everything you've heard
before.
Annoying.
Are either of you good at like interviews, like giving interviews to like anybody? like on the spot, like live.
I clam up. She's really good. She's really good.
I think it's not embarrassing going up and ask for a selfie. Just be like a reporter, like an influencer reporter on the carpet.
We're live.
Because they'll bring them up right to you. So it's not like weird for you. Like they're coming up to you instead of like you trying to.
We're working on getting into that.
Yeah, that's good. I wish I could do that, but like I would be the absolute worst at like. I just couldn't do it.
I just choke up. It's tough.
I know. And it's also hard when you like want to be like on screen with them one day.
Yeah.
So you're like, I think
that's a great way to start though.
Yeah.
Because I feel, especially these days, I don't think it's looked down upon. Like if you look at people like, I don't know, Liza and Brittany, they're always there like interviewing, but like people, but I feel like people see them as celebrities now.
She's like on another level of good at it.
She's so confident and just like very like personable.
Yeah.
It's like she's been doing it for like 30 years. It's insane.
She was born for this. Like you could just tell when people are.
She's a star.
Actual stars.
She's like incredible. She's so good at it.
Yeah, I'm on my 10th year and I still don't know how the fuck I'm here.
I could barely talk to you.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
It's bad.
I wish you could buy confidence at the store.
I would pay. It's like name your price. Thousands monthly to to like install it.
Like Equinox.
Seriously.
It sucks.
Beta blockers.
Yeah, I gotta get me some of those. Have you heard about that?
Do they work?
I took one before every episode. And
does it work?
She's like beta blockers.
When did you get on beta blockers?
Propanol, baby. I got it like 3 weeks ago.
How long does it last?
I don't know.
Get on that because Alicia said she got it?
No.
Oh, you are?
No, I actually had it like from like a year and a half ago. I just never took them.
Oh.
I don't like pills. It's just like freaks me out. Something that you need to take every day just scares me. It's like weird. Do we really need that every day? But I take it just right before the podcast and it's supposed to like calm your nerves, but like my nerves don't feel calm.
Yeah, you said you were nervous.
Yeah, exactly.
He just starts buying stocks, like going on Robinhood, like we're cashing in.
But I just like, it just sucks like having all this shit like in your head because like I feel like nothing is working. Why is there anything working?
I know. I'll come into something and I have 1,000 questions I want to ask and I just clam up and it's tough.
Yeah.
So you tried the beta blockers
I'm looking into it.
Yeah.
So clearly they work.
Everyone's different,
but they're not addictive.
No, I don't think so.
Are they for like high blood pressure or something?
No, it's supposed to calm. Like if your head's like, if you're like nervous, it like calms you down.
The medicines block the effects of hormone epinephrine, also known as adrenaline. Oh, so it just keeps you like.
You take it before a scary movie. You're like, I ain't scared of shit, man. This ain't gonna scare me.
Do you see my hand shaking?
But you know the only thing that has worked? Alcohol.
Yeah,
I know.
That works every time. It's never not worked.
I hate to say it.
It's like a little confidence boost.
Mm-hmm. Why don't they do like healthy alcohol pills?
I know.
I
always thought like that too. And I'd be like, oh, I need the drinks to like have confidence to like talk to people. Mm-hmm. And then I would look back and be like, oh my God. Like, why was I even saying that? Like, yes, in the moment I felt like I was just chatting it up, having a good time and, you know, super likable. And then I'm like, I was probably kind of annoying.
Not too drunk. There's a difference between like getting very drunk and then just a buzz.
The amount of
where
time
like,
in between,
I'm loosened up. I can have an actual conversation with you. Like I feel like I sound smarter when I have a few drinks in me.
Yeah,
I'm not stumbling over.
Where it's like I don't know if it's good or bad. Yeah. But when we did Dry January, we were like, oh, this feels good. I feel like I can talk to people and I can do things and be sober and have fun. And then we went out for the first night and we're like, we had these like fur jackets on for some reason. We're like, we feel like grandmothers. Why are we in this bar?
Like creeps.
We couldn't talk to anyone. I don't know. It was weird. I guess it's a weird line, but I get like the shot in doing something. And
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, that's bad.
I know
it's bad though.
I know, but it's like, oh, it's just fun. It's in the moment.
I'll do stand up every once in a while. I'll have like, I have to have at least like 5 drinks before I go up.
Yeah.
Just to feel confident. And then I fucking fuck up my set though. Mm-hmm. I need the confidence, but I also need
the brain power and then the alcohol.
Do you enjoy doing it?
I love doing it, but every time I do it, I leave and I don't feel like it was good enough every time, which is
always
like
so
a curse.
Good.
You need to do sets a night.
Yeah,
you gotta leave immediately, go do another one, and don't tell anybody that you're doing it and just
Are you doing like that 10 sweat work of 10 minute sets?
So important.
Like, yeah, 10. I've done 15.
You guys have done a lot of live shows like together. You guys have done like on tour.
We just
have never done a live show.
We're terrified.
You guys would crush.
We're so scared.
It is kind of, we don't really plan them.
Oh, you don't plan them? You guys just go out?
We just go
out. Waiting until we're completely irrelevant to do a tour so only like 10 people show up and then we feel good on stage.
Dude, it is so scary, but it's also nice. Like, the people that listen to your podcast will just laugh at anything you say. They love you.
I know, but like, that's, we don't, but we don't want to go with that mentality though, where it's like, oh, anything's
you'll
okay.
You'll still be terrified.
Our fear is people showing up and not having a good time and being like, oh, we just wasted our money. Like, that was like,
oh, and then the
like,
TikToks.
We're so scared to like disappoint people. We want people to have like a great time.
Yeah.
Well, we do no phones. No, you can't record anything so that we can talk about everything. And that
how does that work? Like, are you zipping them up in packets or you're like,
we did comedy clubs.
Yeah. They walk around. They're like,
are they annoyed with that? Or like people that are,
no, they like it because we say it at the beginning. We're like, will you put your phones away? We'll tell you all the stuff. And we tell them all the stuff.
It's kind of like,
and it's
that's
never
what, maybe that's what we got. Like, to never me,
leaked.
To me, what's the nightmare is the footage is someone recording of just something out of context and then making it to TikTok.
We're the only ones allowed, like our team with cameras. No one else can.
I love that. I didn't even know you do that.
And I love it because people feel like it's like an intimate night, which it is.
Yeah. It does. It makes it more special, I feel.
Yeah. And it's like we kind of do the same thing every show. Like, once you get in the groove of it, it's fun. And you're like,
so
excited.
Yeah. On your live shows, do you have like the same thing that you'll run for each show? And like, how do I explain it? Like, are you like making a completely new show if like people come to like both of them or anything like that? Or
we heard this before. You said this in Milwaukee.
One show in each city. So
okay,
that like that way, like people probably won't be repeating the show,
right?
And a couple things change here and there when we do it, but we had like one story that we started with that ended up by the end of it
just getting
progressively
crazier.
Like, we just kept like adding to it, and really? Yeah. It was surprising, so both of us. We were like, yeah, I can't believe that happened.
Just like doing like a duo stand-up bit the whole time. Yeah. And then we'll have a guest at each show. And it's cool. The people love it. And we love it.
Do you do like an hour?
Sometimes it would be like 2.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Guess.
Yeah. But we would always run the longest. It would only be like 30 minutes. Dude, I would not suggest guests unless you know them and you
like very comfortable with them.
Are very, even like some of the people we thought were going to be great guests got up there and clammed up. And it's like really hard. Ooh. It's really hard.
The guests you brought on stage that like you've never podcasted before?
No, even like some would, but then they get in front of a live crowd, and of course it's terrifying.
It's totally different.
Yeah. But you can't like practice before.
Yeah.
And then it's just like us pulling teeth, and it's like, fuck, what the fuck do we do?
Like, say something.
How much do you think about, like, after a bad show like that, do you think about it for a long time, or it kind of goes away right before the next show? You're just like, oh, this is a new night.
We didn't have time because we had to
throw after
parties. After party was part of it.
You got to party with all the fans.
Yeah. Which is the coolest part of doing a live show is that you get to see your people who listen like face to face, which is like the coolest part.
And that's how you make up for like a maybe bad show if it happens.
Just get blackout with them afterwards.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I'm starting to like this. I'm starting to like that.
And then there's like only a limited amount of tickets for the show. So everyone that couldn't go to the show, our after parties are like free. And then everyone can come to the after party.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
They should be our managers.
Yeah,
I got you.
Wanna
I don't know what I'm doing, but...
But are you ever like, I really do not buy me a shot? Like...
Oh my God, do you know how crazy these people get? And you can't say no.
I'm never going
to say
no.
Because you're letting them down because they come to the party to take a shot with you.
You kind of have to just let go, right? Mm-hmm. That night and just be like, we have to do it.
That's like when we used to go out, it would be like, we were known as like the drinkers and the partiers. Yes. And it would be like, they would want to buy a shot, which is very nice. Like, I'm... Thank you very much.
So sweet.
But then you're like, you can't say no. And it was just like, here. And then somebody else seen it. And you're just like,
I started saying no because like I'm blacked out.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Like, you have to draw the line.
And are you doing like back to back? Sorry, we're asking all these questions because we like never done it before. So it's always fun to hear about this. But do you guys do back to back shows, or do you guys spread it out like through like every other weekend? Or
we did it the last tour every other week so that we could like have time to
recover.
Because it kind of is a lot. It's just like socially taxing too.
You
put like everything into it, mm-hmm. and you kind of feel like drained for a week after.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, that's something like, because we do our podcast episodes every week. We don't like pre-record anything, so we would have to do like a pre-recording.
Yeah,
Is it really tough to get a podcast out like on the road?
Well, so
like that?
We'd record the night that we got there and just be like, "Hey, we're in Philly," and like talk about it, but that we wouldn't have much to talk about because the The show hadn't happened yet. It only two episodes a week, which gets tricky.
It's hard. Two episodes a week is a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Especially when we're traveling and stuff.
But yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We usually have shit to talk about.
Yeah.
It's just like us talking like we would in a room of just us.
Yeah. Just like kind of you're talking to the crowd or like they'll probably have
They stuff like to us say. Not having guests more.
Yeah.
Unless they're good guests.
Yeah.
So, I have another like Barstool work culture thing. How popular are you guys at Barstool? Like,
amongst our coworkers?
I guess so. I'm just thinking, like, are you guys, like, one of, like, the more, like, legit pair? I'm just picturing, like, the town hall kind of, like, meeting of, like, hey, we're Barstool. Are you guys just sitting up front? Like, there's just so many of them. And, like,
They treat us really well there.
Yeah. If I guess we're doing the town hall in like the olden days, I guess we'd also be wearing the white wigs with them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you're like, you're pretty up
there. We're considered, there's like tiers now and we're like a mega brand, which is cool.
Does it look like TMZ in there? Like how many people are working there in the office?
A lot.
Yeah.
We have two floors. Like the second floor is all salespeople and like the smart people. And then it's like all of us downstairs.
Not our floor.
Playing with dodgeballs and shit.
Our studio used to be up there.
Yeah, is it like a Google headquarter where people are just like lounging and like eating and it's very like laid back?
Yeah.
Not really.
They like changed it. They like got rid of like 40 desks and just made like a huge room of couches. And
because like, people are just now working off their.
Yeah.
Well, then they made the Chicago. There's a Chicago office now. They always had one, but it was never like what it is now. They just got like a warehouse and they have like basketball, like
a $20 million office.
And we really missed the train on going to Chicago. Like catering every day. We get bagels on Mondays. Wow. We're like, what the fuck?
Like the Google YouTube office. My God, it's like a mall in there.
It's like a slide.
It's insane. That's the amount of food we get there. Yeah. The employees are having it. I wish we had that shit when we were fucking working back then.
Yeah.
The office is definitely cool.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Now you don't even have to go to the office.
Do you guys have like ID cards you like swipe to get in or like face recognition stuff?
ID cards.
Yeah. Little time. What do you call those?
Punch.
Yeah. Time punch code. Yeah.
Oh, like clock in and out. Time. Yeah.
What time?
I used to got one of those. So when I was flipping burgers,
punch in, punch out.
Yeah. What were you flipping burgers before this?
We flipped burgers together for a short minute.
First job.
No way. Yeah. Where?
Yeah. In Boston.
I know, but what, like, was it like a McDonald's?
Sullivan's.
Yeah,
it's a local place.
Is it good burgers?
Oh, it's the best when you're hungover.
Best hot dogs in the world.
It was a 30-minute drive from our houses to work there, maybe like sometimes 40. And we would go there when we weren't working just because we were hungover, and that's the only way to cure it was those burgers.
That's it, right? Sullivan's Castle Island?
Yeah, that's us.
Whoa.
I feel like
it's gotten a lot nicer now that like they've have a.
Was it more
of,
like a bar? No,
it's an order. There's nowhere to sit. You walk in, you order your food, and then it's like a little island where you walk around in Boston. It's surrounded by the ocean.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Oh, damn. In my head, I was picturing in the heart of New York, like in a like a hole in the wall type of like joint.
No, was everyone female working there?
No, it was a good mix. The city kids would make fun of me the most because I would have to commute to get there. Like, why the fuck do you even work here? I'm like, I don't know. It's the only job that's letting me in here.
Yeah.
And it sounded fun to work there too, right?
It was fun, yeah.
It was cool. Do you guys ever go over to like Seaport?
Yeah.
I went there one time and I loved it. It was so pretty.
Boston's a cool city.
It was a really good time there.
Is Boston the place where they have that like that city, that crazy city? Remember you were telling me that there's like crazy city?
Seaport. It was literally just like, it was nothing like on the water. And then like some rich guy bought it and just made it like into this super cool popping area.
Yeah, I still want to go there.
Area.
Yeah.
You should hear our parents like when we're driving through there. I can't believe that this went up so fast. It didn't look like this when we were kids.
Yeah, the before and after is insane.
Is that it? That whole...
It's so built up. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's really pretty.
But they have a bunch of bars and shit now. It's fun. But we never really go home anymore, which is kind of sad.
What do you like better, Boston or New York now?
I'll always love Boston. I'll return there. Mm-hmm. I'll settle down there, but New York...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We did a show in Boston for Views at the Wilbur Theater.
I don't even remember where... Like, it was the Wilbur happened Theater. So quick.
Yeah, we did House of Blues. Our first live show ever was House of Blues next to Fenway. And we were like, this was awesome.
Yeah, we couldn't believe it. Oh, we didn't prep at all for that one. How many people were there?
It was like
I think it's 600? Sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was seated, so it was like 600, but it was our first one-off, and then we like didn't do one for 2 years after.
Oh, wow.
And the two of us, we just kept going, it's going to be good. We're going to be fine. It's going to be good. It's going to be fine.
It's crazy how we see her as, like, because whenever you see like a stand-up comedian, they don't look like they see the audience as like, oh my God, I'm so nervous. Like, they just kill it. And then you just go to us that like, when we just want to do a tour, it's like, we're just so relatable. People can really just see themselves in us.
You have a pretty thick, like, Boston accent.
People say it's fake sometimes. It comes out, I think I have, like a personality disorder.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like Brittany Broski. She's from Texas, but then she'll go, like, heavy Southern.
Yeah.
But do you have, like, as thick of a
Only when I'm with her or with my family from home. And then if I'm, like, when I'm on BFFs, my accent goes away. And they're like, what this fucking fraud, bitch. But then I go, when I'm with my best friend, I'm like, it's coming back. And I go home and I'm talking, like, fucking this. I'm saying fuck this, fuck that.
It's also not a fraud because like that's where you come from. Yeah. Like if you want to accentuate your accent, like if
you should hear my parents talk, you won't understand
that. Yeah.
Is Boston super Italian too? Or
Italian Irish.
Italian Irish.
Right.
Yeah. I'm so Irish, I'm basically inbred. Yeah.
The place where you go sleep in your house, what do you call that?
Bedroom.
Okay, but now just say it's a
room. It's a bedroom.
It's a room.
Yeah. A room.
A room.
Yeah. Room.
Yeah. Roof.
Basement,
okay.
Cellar.
Yeah.
Living room's parlor.
The living room is the parlor.
Clicker. Interesting.
What?
And it's supper instead of dinner.
Supper.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're good.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for coming on. This was
thanks for taking the time to come on.
Nice to finally meet you guys.
Yeah. I know. Long time coming.
And then we're gonna be going on yours in a couple days.
Yes.
So make sure to check that. It'll be on their podcast channel, Plan Bree Uncut. Obviously make sure to check out their podcast, Plan Bree Uncut, on their channel and all their Instagram, their Snapchats, their Twitters and all that. And you can check out these episodes every Monday on all the podcast platforms. And you can check out these episodes every Tuesday on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We do bonus content. We got extra episodes every single month. We do an extended version of the podcast where you can get, like, you know, a little extra time. And yeah.
Perfect. All right. That's it. See you guys next time.
Bye.
Love you.
Peace.
Thanks, guys. Bye.